Myanmar's Miss Universe contestant used the pageant to criticize the military government that seized power in February. The contestant, Tuza Wint Le Win, spoke out in a video message created for the pageant, which took place Sunday in Hollywood, Florida. "Our people are dying and being shot by the military every day," she said in the video. Myanmar's military overthrew the elected government of Aung San Suu Kyi on February 1st. The government has used deadly force against individuals protesting the overthrow. Activist groups say nearly 800 people have been killed by security forces in demonstrations across the country. More than 5,000 people have been arrested in connection with protests. "I would like to urge everyone to speak about Myanmar," Tuza Wint Le Win said. "As Miss Universe Myanmar since the coup, I have been speaking out as much as I can," she added. The Miss Universe contestant is among numerous well-known individuals in Myanmar to voice opposition to the military takeover. Tuza Wint Le Win did not make it to the final round of the pageant. She did, however, win the award for Best National Costume. It was based on the ethnic clothing of her Chin people from northwestern Myanmar. During the costume competition, she raised a sign over her head that read, "Pray for Myanmar." Mexico's Andrea Mesa won the Miss Universe competition. In another message to Myanmar, Pope Francis urged people there to stay strong and not permit small conflicts to turn into big divisions. The Pope spoke during a special religious service Sunday in Rome. Some members of Italy's Myanmar community, many of them students, attended the service. "Your beloved country of Myanmar is experiencing violence, conflict, and repression," the Pope told attendees. He urged people to draw strength from teachings in the Bible, Christianity's holy book, which describes the final hours of Jesus Christ. "He does not resign himself to evil. He does not let himself be overwhelmed by grief," the Pope said. Francis, who visited Myanmar in 2017, has repeatedly denounced the military overthrow. Most of Myanmar's population is Buddhist, but the country is also home to about 800,000 Roman Catholics. Francis said people should aim to keep their faith and hope even in the dark night of grief, even when evil seems to have the upper hand. He also urged the people of Myanmar not to give up their values and to try to remain unified. Since seizing power, the military has struggled to govern. Protests, strikes, and a civil disobedience campaign have hurt businesses and government services. An armed resistance has also gotten stronger in the country's northwest. The military has said it seized power because of wrongdoing in elections held in November. The country's Electoral Commission has rejected the claims of wrongdoing. I'm Brian Lynn.